It is review after Man City 3, Liverpool 0. Turns out we are not so back after all. Apparently this was Arne Slot's heaviest Premier League defeat away from home so far, or in general.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in a lot to get into with this one, Neil. We can look at the lineup. We can look at how they're set up. We can look at the game plan, probably all in one thing, really. I don't even know where to start. They're unchanged from Madrid, and you can argue whether that's the right call or not. But the reason I don't know where to start is because it feels like one thing bleeds into another, bleeds into another, bleeds into another in this. And although it ends up a bit of a clusterfuck in loads of different ways for Liverpool, let's try and strip it back to the very simple question and concept of Liverpool's selection based on what they thought Man City were going to do. And whatever your outcome is with that, it's clear that Liverpool and Arne Slot probably got that wrong.
So I think the selection is, the point about this is that this is the bit where we often call it approaches. The selection, I think, can be absolutely fine in theory. Let's be clear, you can list these players, play Ekotike left and Viet through the middle and do a false nine thing like we did when we went there last season and look to overload in midfield areas. You can do what he does, which is have continuity, arguably, between what we think he wants the attacking shape to be between the games. And one of the reasons why this is a thing is because Liverpool at no point managed to impose themselves on the game enough for us to have a genuine sense, for us to be able to say, oh, that's what he wanted. That's what the manager was about. That was the aim of all of this. And that is just in and of itself, it is a big problem that we even now can't say with certainty, well, this is what the Liverpool manager was attempting over the course of the game. And the reason for that is, there was a little thing I was watching it with Stu. And there was a little moment on about sort of 6 minutes where Szoboszlai goes and presses and he's really front-footed, and Liverpool have actually got City in a teeny little bit of bother. And Gravenberch doesn't come. And Gravenberch doesn't come because he's got concerns that over his shoulder is Haaland coming and showing feet. And in general, a lot of the criticism that, for instance, I see Gravenberch get online, and people say things like, what Liverpool really need is a proper number six. That's what people love to say. And I understand why people like to say that. And I also think that as a fan base, we're obsessed with holding midfielders in a way in which a lot of other people aren't. But there's been criticism through the season that Gravenberch vacates that position. More often in possession than not in possession. But the point here is that he doesn't come. And City ends up getting out relatively easily, and then they break on Liverpool, and Gravenberch is not involved in the defensive play that stems, and it ends with a City shot.